This recording, South Carolina 6, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her to, and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of potrice, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in dogs or goats. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold unto Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah wanted that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much. But Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was the fair price for a cure. Okay, I was raised in Leesville, South Carolina, out in the country. It was the name of the place was Ridge Road. And I went to Ridge Road School in grammar school. They had a big room and a little room. Mm-hmm. You know, you're telling that now. I was born out in the country with 3 brothers and 2 sisters, mm-hmm. and my mom and daddy. Mm-hmm. And he bought when I must have been about 8, 9 years old, we lived in a rented house. But daddy decided he's going to buy him a farm. So he bought a 60-acre farm not too far from where we lived. And I help hoe and pick cotton. Mm. Oh my goodness. And when I got 18 years old and finished high school, I left. I didn't have to do that anymore. But that's just the way they did back then. The children, they had children so they could work in the field and all. Mm. That sounds silly, doesn't it? But I'll tell you, my mom and dad was really good to us, though. I have friends that they went hungry. They didn't have food to eat or anything harder to wear. We always had nice clothes. We always had food to eat. Anytime, anything we wanted, we had it. Mm-hmm. And I never had to...
This was during the Depression, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people had the... people went around to the really people that didn't have food and stuff and give them food and stuff. Mm-hmm. But praise the Lord, we never did have to get it because we farmed and Mama canned a lot. You know, now they freeze it and everything. Well, she started freezing it before she passed away. We had just about everything, you know, we had everything we needed out there. And it was really nice. And then I came to Columbia when I was 18 years old. And of course, whenever my husband was in service, I traveled around with him some.